Today's shiur is Masechta Shabbos Daf Kuf Chof, and we will begin on Daf Kuf Yud Tes Amud Beis, four lines from the bottom of Amar Rava. Amar Rava Lachav Yushlayim El Shebishvil Shepaschim Mena Anshe Amona. The reason Yushlayim was destroyed, says Rava, because honest people were no longer there. Shnema Shaitetu Bechutzos Yushlayim Uruno Du Bikshu Berchaveseha. The Navi in Yirmiyah says, go search through Yerushalayim. Look through its streets. Im timtzu ish, if you'll find a person. Im yesh oisa mishpat, mevakish emunah, if you'll find a person who acts honestly, veslachla, and then I will be able to forgive Yerushalayim for its sins. Eini, is that true? That asked the Gemara. That's what happened in Yerushalayim. V'amar Avkatina, afil b'shas kishloinu shel Yerushalayim. Even when Yerushalayim was in its weakest time, like Paschim mena anshe amona, honest people were always there. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, ki yispesu ish b'achiv, beis avos, simlul chol katzon tialanu. Somebody will go to his brother from the same shevet, Pasuk in Yishai, and say, you should be a chief amongst us. And he says, what he means to say to us, Dvarim shebnei adam miskasmem kinsimla, different objects that people are covered like with in a clothing, yeshna biyotcha, you have Torah, which a lot of the parts of Torah are concealed for us, difficult for us to understand. That's one pshat. Another pshat that I saw is that Torah represents people, Tamid Chomim are exceptional and people wear beautiful clothing, and therefore they say to him, you should be the leader amongst us. So the Pasuk says, V'nachshel azois tachas yedecha, and you have this stumbling block under your hand. Ask the Gemara, how and why are Divrei Torah considered stumbling blocks? What he means to say is, Dvarim she'en b'nei adam ein b'aleim, elm kein nechsholem b'hem. The way that a person grows in learning is if he makes mistakes and then recognizes back and forth questions and answers, and they say to him, you have this knowledge that you know things that people forget and don't understand, and then they do understand. And therefore, katzin tialanu, you're the person that's worthy to be our leader. And he makes a shvua that day, and he says, I can't be the chayvish. I can't be the ruler. Elyin yisa, so says the Gemara, that the word yisa means shvua. The Kedar Omer, as the Pasuk says, in the Saras HaDibris, le'sisa eshem Hashem. Le'yeh chayvish. And the person... And this person says, I can't be from those that are closed up in the Beis HaMedrash, those that are people that are Tamid Chachamim. And the reason for this is, he says, because in my home, there is no Lechem and Simla. Shem b'yadai, I don't have Lo Mikra, Lo Mishnah, Lo Gemara. I'm not proficient in Divrei Torah. And since I'm not proficient in Divrei Torah, I'm not worthy to be your leader. The Mashal says the Mikra is called Lechem, and Simla is the Mishnah and the Gemara. The Ben Yoyada says just the opposite. He says that Simla is Mikra because the Torah, Chumash, is revealed. It's easier to understand like a Simla. The Torah Shebapeh is not that obvious. That's why it's not called Simla. Lechem, he says, the Mishnah and Gemara, because without the Mishnah and the Gemara, we can never understand the Torah Shebiksav. Another pshat, he says, why is Torah Shebapeh called Lechem? Because Lechem is similar to the word Melchama. We know that Torah Shebapeh is about Melchama, debate, back and forth. So we see that even in those difficult times, the people were honest enough to say that they are not worthy to be leaders. So why did our Gemara begin by saying that that Yerushalayim, there was a time there were no miskamonim? Says Gemara, Mamai. Says Gemara, who says that that's a compelling proof? Dimashani Hasam, it was different in those times, the Amrit like Gemirna, because if a person's going to take upon himself a leadership role and they're going to say, teach us, you're a Talmud Chacham, so then he's going to be asked, Amritlon, we're going to Amrlay, they're going to tell us, Amalon, if you're Talmud Chacham, come say a shir, come answer a shayla. So it's not that they're so honest, they just don't want to be left embarrassed. Says the Gemara, that won't embarrass them. Because Havalei Lameima, they could always say, Gomer v'shachach. I forgot. Klal, he's saying that I don't know anything. But he has a way, it's obvious that he's honest, because he could have gotten away by saying, I knew it and I forgot it. So how do we say, how does Rava say there were no longer honest people in Yerushalayim? Says the Gemara, Loi Kasha. Of course, when it comes to Divrei Torah, says Rava, says the Gemara, there were still honest people in all times in Yerushalayim. But Masva Matan, however, when it came to business affairs, that's when the situation changed and there were no longer Talmid Chachamim, there were no longer honest people in their business dealings. So the Mishnah goes back to the subject which has been the subject of our perek. Says the Mishnah, Matzilin Salat Mali Kikris. We could save a basket full of bread if there's chas v'shalom fire. V'abishesh loy l'mei sudas, even though there's enough bread for 100 meals, the Mishnah is teaching us we could still do so. V'ayma v'igol shadveila. Similarly, says the Mishnah, you could save a big cake of pressed figs, again, that has many figs in them. And same, a large barrel of wine that has much wine in it. Voimer, and not only that, he could say, L'cherim, bo v'atzil l'chem, he could tell other people, you could go and save for yourself. And says the Mishnah, however, if those people that he asked to help him save food on Shabbos in the fire were intelligent people, they'll make a calculation after Shabbos how much he owes them for working for him for saving on Shabbos. The question is, when the other people save, what does that mean? How much could they save? We've learned previously that somebody who's saving for himself could only save 3 meals. When other people are saving, what is the halacha? So, the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch say that they too are limited to only being able to save 3 meals. The Tosfos Ri disagrees, and he says there's no limit. And he says, why do we treat the neighbors different than the person himself? So one pshat that Tosfos says is that the neighbors realize that it is in their best interest not to extinguish the fire. Because if the fire were to go out, then there's nothing left for them to take. Another pshat, as we learned previously, and we're going to learn again, there's a concept of Adam Baal Memoinoi. When there's a fire, a person gets frantic, and because the person gets frantic, he does things that normally he wouldn't do. So when are we concerned about that? We're concerned about that by the owner of the food, that because he's concerned what's going to happen. But when we speak about other people, there we don't have that consideration because it's not theirs. And therefore, we don't have to be that concerned. So the Mishnah Berura quotes the Chaya Adam that makes the following distinction. He says, if the neighbors intend to keep this food for themselves, we're going to discuss this in the Gemara Mitzvah Shem, then they too will be limited to 3 meals. Because what did we just say? There's a difference if it's yours, and when it's yours, we're concerned that you're going to become frantic and you're going to do something, you may not do, versus when it doesn't belong to you. So if these neighbors intend to keep these different items for themselves, then obviously we have the concern and of mitoch the person's going to become Baal Amamoinai. So says the Chayyadim and the Mishtabura, there's going to be a difference if he's keeping it for himself or he's giving it or he's giving it back to the owner. Continues the Mishnah, Lechem Atzilun Asun, when we're allowed to save something in Shabbos to where may be taken, L'chotz Merevis. We know that the halacha is that one may not carry on Shabbos from his home, which is Rosh Hashanah to a chotzer, which is also Rosh Hashanah, but it's a Rosh Hashanah that's a public Rosh Hashanah. More people could carry into the Rosh Hashanah, into the chotzer. The chotzer belongs to all of the homes that open up to the chotzer. And the only way you could carry from your home to the chotzer is with an Erev Tavshilin. So the Tanakam says that when we're allowing you to carry these items, we're only allowing you to carry it to a chotzer, which there's an Erev. But Meseir Aymer, when Meseir is lenient, and he says, Afilu chotzer she'en maravis. Lusham, and to this chotzer, and again, we have them say machloikus, according to Tanakam, it's only a chotzer maravis. According to Ben Meseir, even a chotzer she'en maravis, might see, kol kli tashmishay. You're allowed to take out all the utensils you need for your meals. V'loivish, kamash yach lubosh, you wear everything you can wear, and you put on your head whatever you could wear. Here, the Achroinim, Kivega says, that since you're taking it out, Derech Malbush, everybody will agree that you could take it out even to Chotzer She'enu Morevis. Because there's no Issa Tzob. Rabbi Yossi, however, Rabbi Yossi says that he only allows you to carry out on Shabbos Shmoinim Asa Kalim. He only allows you to carry out 18 garments. The Gemara will identify, according to Rabbi Yossi, what are exactly those 18 garments. But he says, V'chayzer v'loy v'shemaytzi, you could wear those garments and then take them out again and again. V'ayim l'cherim, and so too, you could tell other people, V'av etzilu imei, you're allowed to tell other people to put on those garments in order that they should be safe from the fire. There's a machlokes rishonim when Rabbi Yossi says that you could take out these 18 garments on Shabbos can be taken out many times. Most rishonim say that they can be taken out many times, just put them on and then take them out and put them on again. Others say that according to Rabbi Yossi, you're only allowed to wear those 18 garments once. Ask the Gemara. Here we said that when you have all of these begadim, when you have all of this food, you're allowed to take out as much as you want. Ask the Gemara of Tanya Lereisha, the Mishnah we learned in Daf Kuf Yud Zayin on the base taught us that Shalosh Sudos, that you could only take out the amount of food for three meals, v'suloi, and you may not take out any more. So how do we reconcile these two Mishnayos? Answers the Gemara, Amar Huna Loikasha. Kama Ba Lahatzel. Our Mishnah is referring to a situation where you're coming to carry out one big barrel. So since you're coming to carry out one big barrel, you could carry out one big basket, even though it has the food for many meals. Kan, however, the Mishnah on Daf Kuf Yud Zayin is speaking about a situation with Baal HaKapel. You're going to take many different packages and put them into the basket, and therefore, you only can take out enough baskets, so that's more of a tircha. So since it's more of a tircha, that's why Chazal only allow you to take out the amount for three meals. But Baal HaHatzel, if you're taking out in one basket, Matzel is cool, and you can take out a big basket full of food. However, Baal HaKapel, Einam HaKapel, El Moz, and Shalosh Sudos, the amount for three meals. Rav Barazavda, Omar Rav, Idiv Idiv Baal HaKapel. Both Mishnayos are referring to a situation where you're putting many packages into one big box. But loy kasha, kan loy tzachatzer, if you're carrying it out to the chatzer, which is the fire, so there you could carry out even more than three sudas. Kan, the Mishnah that says you could only carry out three sudas, lo chatzer cheres, you're carrying it to a different chatzer, and since you're carrying it to different chatzer. And again, we go back to the svar that we just said, that since that involves more of a tircha, Chazal were limited limited us how much you could carry out. And the Taz, in Ayur Chaim Simen Shin Lamedalid, Sifkot and Ches, says a great svara. The more tirch is involved, the more likely it is that you're going to become torrid, you're going to become preoccupied. And once you become preoccupied, Chazal were concerned that you're going to forget that it's Shabbos and you're going to be extinguished the fire, you're going to be Mechal Shabbos. And that's why they limited the amount you could carry out. Ask the Gemara. By Rav Huna Bered Rav Yeshua, Pirish Talisai, if somebody spread out his garment, the kippel, the niach, and he put in a lot of food into that talis, the kippel, the niach, he loaded up that talis with many different food items. Mai, what will be the halacha? Will be considered the bala hatzadami, going back to the first teretz that the Gemara suggested. Is it going to be considered, since you're carrying them out all in one garment, once you're carrying it out in one garment, it becomes mutter. Oi, kabbala kapal dummy. And the way I saw that the Achroinim explained the Gemara's question is that the Gemara's question is, how do we look at this situation? Do we look that it's all in one garment? And once it's in one garment, the halacha is that it's mutter. Or do we say that what is our concern as we keep on learning? Tircha. And if you're going to keep on bringing more and more packages and putting them into one box, it's going to be considered a lot of tircha. And we're trying to avoid a lot of tircha. Says the Gemara. We learned a braisa, that the braisa discussed also on Daf Kuf Yud Zayin Amud Beis, that if somebody had a barrel full of wine that broke on the top of his roof, the halacha is, you could bring a keli and put that it should catch the wine. And ate, Rav Shizbir or Rav Chizda, Rav Shizbir made a mistake, v'dorish. He said, v'vach lo yavi kli shemachsi yoyser mishalas sudas. He said that you're not allowed to bring a keli that holds more than the wine you need for three meals. And Rava says that that was a mistake. The halacha is that you're allowed to bring even a big barrel of wine that will catch wine, even though it will catch more wine than you need for three meals. Now, the wine that's dripping into this keli that you brought to catch the wine is dripping slowly, slowly. So it's not, so it's a situation of tircha. And shmamina, from here we see, as long as it's all dripping into one keli, it's mutter. And therefore, it's considered Kabbalah Hatzel Dami, which we explained is the situation of our Mishnah, which our Mishnah said under those circumstances, it's mutter v'shapa dami. Says the Gemara, Amalei Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak L'Rava, my Tu'usa. We're saying that Rav Shizbi made a mistake. What was the error that Rav Shizbi made? The Rav Shizbi said you could only catch the amount of wine you need for three meals. So he says, what's the mistake? Amalei, so Rava says the mistake was, Diktani, for we have learned, Vachla Yavikli Achar V'yiklet. You shouldn't bring another keli to catch the wine that's dripping off. V'lekli Achar V'yitzarif, or bring another keli and put it next to the roof. So what do we see from there? Once you have one keli that has enough wine, you can't bring more. But in the first keli, even though it's a larger keli and it's going to catch more than the mazon of Solos Sudas, avahu kamed the boy matzel, you could take as much as you want. What do we see from here? That even though it involves more tircha, you're going to have to stand there longer to catch that wine. Still, since it's all in one keli, it's mutter. And therefore, in our Gemara as well, if it's all in one talis, the halacha is going to be mutter. So the Mishnah said that you could tell other people, Igel Shadveil, the Mishnah said you could tell other people also come and say for yourself. But the Mishnah says if they are smart, they make with him a reckoning after Shabbos. Says the Gemara, Cheshbin Maya Viditei, what's and the need to make a cheshbon. Mefker zachu. What they got was hefker. And since what they got is hefker, then it's theirs. So if it's theirs, what's the reckoning? That's the way Rashi learns. Rashi says he told when he made this announcement, he's being mafkert. So the Ran asks Rashi, why does Rashi have to say that it's the announcement that makes it hefker? Even if he doesn't make the announcement, the Gemara in Masechta Baba Metzia, Daf Chof Aleph Amud Beis teaches us that hamatzel mizuto shel yam, if something drowned in the ocean and then you find it, then it becomes yours because it was in a situation where it got lost. The owners were mafker it, even if they didn't make an announcement. And therefore, the Ran and other Rishonim say that our Mishnah, the reason it's Hefker is not because the owner, not like Rashi said, because the owner made this announcement. For even without the announcement of the owner, it'll become Hefker. The Bach, in Or HaChaim Siman Shin Lamed Aleph Sif Hei, explains Rashi's opinion. You can't compare this to something that fell into a yam, because there, it's hefker to the whole world. Something that falls into the sea, nobody expects to be able to find it. But on Shabbos, where there's a fire, so a Jew has a problem of carrying it. But an Akum doesn't have that problem. So it's not the same. And therefore, only because he made this announcement of Hatzilu Lechem, the halacha is that it becomes hefker. Which opens up the question, are you allowed to be mafker something on Shabbos? Or is somebody allowed to pick something up from hefker? So I saw that the Shar Mitzion Balocha says that even though the halacha is that you're not allowed to do mekach and memka on Shabbos, you're not allowed to sell something on Shabbos, you're not allowed to buy something on Shabbos, this is not considered the same. Hefker is not considered the same as a regular kinyan, and our Gemara Zariah that it may be done on Shabbos. Says the Gemara, Amar Avchiz the Midah Chesidah Shonukan. What the Mishnah means to say is like this, that if they're Chesidim and they don't want to keep what doesn't belong to them, they want to give it back to their owners, to the owner, but they're still allowed to make a reckoning for the amount that they're owed for doing this work. Amar Rava, says Rav Chassidi Agru the Shabbos Shakli, you're calling the people Chassidim. If they're such fine people, then you're not allowed to take money for working on Shabbos. Of course, it's not, as the Ritva explains, it's not really considered Tzchar Shabbos. Tzchar Shabbos is only if I hire you before Shabbos and I ask you to do a job on my behalf on Shabbos and that I'll pay you for that job on Shabbos. Here, they didn't make that type of arrangement. But it's still, if we're calling them Chassidim, Chassidim wouldn't do this. Amma, El Amarava, Hochab, B'Yerushimayim Meskinim. And the way the Rishonim explain, there are different levels. You could have a person who's on the level of a Chassid, which is a greater level, and then you could have a person who's on the level of a Yerushimayim. That is a person that wants to do what's right, but he's not ready to work for nothing. V'lo nichlei d'lashani me'acherim. He doesn't want to get something for nothing, but he also doesn't want to work for nothing. He doesn't want to work without getting paid. And the way to understand the Mishnah, in Pichin, if these people are Yerushimayim, and they also know Hilchos Shabbos, the Yadid Gavni, that they know that since up front there was no arrangement that they're going to get paid, therefore they recognize, as we explained, the law of Schar Shabbos. This is not considered a situation of Schar Shabbos, and therefore these individuals, Oisimoy Chesh Melacha Shabbos. And Ritva explains, there's also no concern of Maris Ayin, because nobody knows when they're taking these food items on this person's behalf, that they're going to ask for money after Shabbos. And therefore, there's no Schar Shabbos, and there's no issue of Maris Ayin either. So we learned Ahechem Hatzilan, to where could we take out this food? Mishnah Hocha asked the Gemara, why in our Mishnah Tani that it says Lechem? The Mishnah says Bo Hatzilu Lechem. Mishnah Hocha, and when it spoke about food, it said Bo Hatzilu Lechem. Mishnah Hocha, and when it spoke about Begodim, it said Bo Hatzilu Imi. Why did the Mishnah change its wording, asked the Gemara? Amri answers the Gemara. Gabi Mazonis Ktani Lachem. By Mazonis, the Mishnah used the word Lachem. Mishum Deloika Chazi. Ella Mazon Shal Shudas. A person himself, as we've been learning, could only take out the amount of food that he needs for three meals. So he needs the other people to take out the rest of the food, for he can't take out more than the maximum of enough for three meals. Abba Gabba Levush, when it comes to clothing, Tani Imi, because the halach is, Mishun the Kazil Kula Yoyma. The halach is that he could keep on, as we said before, he could come back and put on, take out clothing, take them off, go back in, and put them back on again. So it's much easier. So clothing, he could manage to do it by himself. He won't necessarily do so, but he can do so. So therefore, the other people are not as necessary for him to help him in such a situation. Says the Gemara, Tana Rabbanan Loivish, as we just explained, Loivish Moitzu Poshit. You could put on the clothing, take him out and take him off. The Chayz V'Loivish Moitzu Poshit, and do so again. I feel a call you, I'm cool at Divra Meir. According to Rameh, you could keep on doing this all day long. Rabbi Yosheimer, Shmoin Asakalim. You could only do 18 kalim. And as we quoted in the Mishnah, there's a Machlokes Rishonim. Does Rabbi Yossi mean to say you could only do 18 kalim and nothing more? Or does he mean 18 kalim, 18 garments at a time? Veil and Shmoin Asakalim. What are the 18 garments that he referred to? Maktrin Unkli Upunda, a cloak, an outer coat, an outer belt. Kalbush al pishtin v'cholok, a linen vest, and a different type of a garment, like a jacket. Vampilius is a robe. Mafiris is a kerchief that you put around the head. Shnei sefaktim, two leg bands. Shnei menlayim, two shoes. Shnei lampriya is two socks. Shnei paragat are two types of leg coverings that cover the knee. Gosh v'masnav, a belt. V'kavish v'brosh, a hat. The Sudish Ritzavaroi, and a scarf around his neck. Reb Moshe in a tshuva, Eirachayim Chelek Aleph Simen Kuf Yud Aleph, says that from here we see that a person is allowed to wear a watch. If he says, of all these different garments that are not as required for a person to wear, the Mishnah is teaching us you're allowed to wear on Shabbos, so certainly a watch that you wear directly on your hand and that has much more use for a person on Shabbos, the halacha is that you're allowed to wear it on Shabbos. Ramosh in another tshuva, in Eirachayim Chel Gimel Simon Aleph, also says that from our Mishnah we see that even garments that you normally don't wear in the winter or you normally don't wear in the summer, that you're still allowed to wear them on the Shabbos. Now, as our Mishnah said, the last example the Gemara just gave was a scarf. So people typically don't wear a scarf in the summer. Our Gemara says that you're allowed to wear, that Rabbi Yossi holds that the scarf is one of the garments. So from here we see that a garment that you're allowed to wear, you're allowed to wear under all seasons, even when it's not typically worn in that season. Says the Gemara, says the Mishnah, Rav Shimon Bananas Oimer, Parson Or Shel Gedi, one could spread out a hide of a goat. Al gabes shade the teva migdal shachs ben asar, a carriage, a trunk, a closet. The fire has broken out. You could cover them with this or shalgdi to stop the fire from spreading. And as I saw, the Rambam explains in the Pirush Mishnayos what this person intends to do is that till this will contain the fire until Akum will come and actually extinguish the fire. Memnesh Mecharek, because it gets singed, but it doesn't get burnt, and therefore, we don't have to be worried. Vois Mechitz Mekal Klim, we can make a partition in the path of a fire that's coming, Bein Malayim, Bein Rikonim. Whether the Kalim are full or empty, we could do so, B'shil Shalit Lava Adelaika, in order to prevent the fire from spreading. Rabbi Yosef Yosef B'Klicheres Chadoshim Malayim Meim, Rabbi Yosef says, new earthenware that are full of water are asur. Lefish ein yechayim kabbalas are, such kalim cannot except water, except the fire, and they're certainly going to burst. So in such a situation, it's certainly going to be considered an act of kibbuy. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, talach shochs min ha'or mitzad achad. If you have a garment that caught fire on one side, nice and lemayim mitzad achad, you could put water on the other side, and when the fire will reach that water, the halacha is then the water will extinguish the fire, even though it's likely to happen. Vim kafsa kafsa, and if that happens and the fire goes out, it doesn't bother us. Tosfos says you can't say that you could put the water actually on the garment, because water on a garment, you have a new issue. You have the issue of kibbus. Others say that there's no issur of kibbus, because the issur of kibbus is limited to a garment which is dirty. This garment is not dirty, so there's no problem of kibbus. Meisvei asked the Gemara, it says in a braisa, tal shachs ben or, if a garment got on fire mitzad echad, you could keep on opening it, you could open it up and cover yourself with it, and if it gets extinguished, fine. Open it up and the fire gets extinguished, that's fine. But this is the only way that you're allowed to do it. You're not allowed to directly put water on the other side and that it will cause the fire to go out. So how do we say that it's mutter? Answers the Gemara, who, the Omar Rav, that allowed you to do this, is following the Tanakam Mishnah, Rav Shimon Mananis, who said that you're allowed to put the Or Shel Gdi on the Teva. So just like he said you're allowed to put the Or Shel Gdi on the Teva, he's going to be lenient here as well. Ask the Gemara, Amadam Rav Shimon Mananis, the reason Rav Shimon Mananis was lenient in our Mishnah is B'nei Shemacharich, as we explained. It only singes the fire, a gram kibi, but to make that the fire will go out, like we're speaking where there's water on the talus, mi omer, did Rav Shimon ben Ananis ever say that that's mutter? Answers the Gemara, in. Rav Shimon's going to be masking that even gram kibui is permissible. Minik tanim b'seifa, because let's continue learning the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, Rav Yossi oyser, Rav Yossi says, you're not allowed to put up a mechitza to stop the fire from spreading, b'kli cheres chadashim, with new earthenware kelim, melayim meim, sheni chayim l'kabos ar, because those kelim cannot accept fire, they mispakim, and they will certainly burst. And they're going to be mechamnas adlek, and they extinguish the fire. Mechlal, it's obvious that the Tanakama is not concerned, and the Tanakama's opinion is that gram kibui is mutter. So if he says that gram kibui is mutter, this too will be considered gram kibui, and therefore it's mutter. Tana Rabban, says the Gemara, the Braisa teaches us, ner shal gabe tavla, if there's a lit lamp on top of a board that somebody wants to move on Shabbos, the halach is, menaras a tavla, you could shake the board, finai fellas, and the lamp will fall down, then kafsa kafsa, and it gets extinguished. Tosfos explains that we're talking here either with a wax candle or with a candle that doesn't have in it oil, because otherwise, by doing this, it's certainly going to be considered an act of kibbuy. And that says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Reb Yanai, when is the halacha that you're allowed to shake a lamp off a board? El b'shecheach, when you forgot and unintentionally left the lamp on the board before Shabbos. And therefore, the board did not become a basis l'davar asur. Ab b'niach, if somebody intentionally left that lamp on the board before Shabbos, the halacha then is that the board becomes nas basis l'davar asur. As we discussed, if you leave your candelabra on the table before Shabbos, then your table becomes a basis l'davar asur, and you can't move your table on Shabbos unless you also left on it something which is mutter, svarim, chalis, then it became basis l'davar asur heter, and something that's basis l'davar asur davar mutter may be moved. Tana, continues the Gemara, ner shachari adalas, a lamp that's behind the door, paiseich v'noel kedarkai, you could open and close the door, like you do all the time, even though by opening the door, you cuffs a cuff, so you may cause that the candle will get extinguished. La'ilah Rav. So says the Gemara, when Rav heard this din, he was upset. Amalei Ravina Rav Ashi, Amalei Ravina Rav Achabrei the Rava, Vamalei Rav Achabrei the Rava Rav Ashi. My tabu la'ilah Rav. Why was Rav upset? Ilay Mishum the Rav Savla Rabbi Yehuda. Is it because Rav holds like Rabbi Yehuda that holds a Dovashet Miskavin as Asur? V'tanik Tanala. And this price is following the opinion of Rav Shimon that holds a Dovah Shem Skavin is Mutter. Ask the Gemara. Mishum the Rav Savala Rabbi Yehuda. Just because it's Rav's opinion to follow the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. So, call the Tanik Rav Shimon. Just because we'll find somebody that follows the opinion of Rav Shimon, Melech Laitleh, Rav will curse him. No, you don't have a right to disagree with Rav. Rav holds that it's Usur. Rav paskins like Rabbi Yehuda, but that doesn't mean that you can't paskin like somebody else. And in fact, the Tshuva Sarajba in Chelek Zayin Simen Shin Mem Vav that says that somebody who follows the opinion of a Rav and we don't have a raya that what he's doing is wrong, we have no right to stop him from doing what he's doing. And he says, "Ve'emes yoyre darkei." The truth will prevail. But if somebody has a basis to what he's doing, and we can't prove him, we can't prove that he is wrong, we have no right to say that he's doing the wrong thing. So if somebody's following the opinion of Shimon, why is Rav so upset? Says the Gemara, "Amalei b'ha'a filer of Shimon ma'idim." In this situation, even Rav Shimon would agree that you're not allowed to open and close the door under those circumstances. The Abaye v'Rav Amar Tavayu, we've quoted this numerous times. Maider Rav Shimon p'sik reish v'lo yomus. If what's going to happen is inevitable, even Rav Shimon is agreeable that it's usur. And here, opening and closing the door is certainly going to cause that the door, that the light will go, that the candle will go out, and therefore Rav Shimon would agree that you may not do so. Says the Rajba, from here we see that when Rav Shimon holds that a psik ratio is usur, it's not only by an issa d'raisa, but even by an issa d'rabbanan. Because when we think about our situation, this is a malacha she'ena tzrich l'gufa. And Rav Shimon is the mandamin that holds that a moch shayna tzrich l'gufa is only osim midrabbanan. Yet the Gemara is concerned that it's a psik reisha. So we see that by psik reisha, that the issue of psik reisha applies even by surei drabbanan. So the Meiri makes the following distinction. He says that even though our Gemara clearly indicates that Rav Shimon is concerned for psik reisha by nisa drabbanan, it's an issa d'rabbanan that could be an issa d'raisa. Here, the extinguishing of the candle is a melacha shein tzrich l'gufa. But there are times that extinguishing a candle is a melacha tzrich l'gufa. Under those circumstances, Rav Shimon holds that there's a concern of psik reisha. But where it's a pure d'rabbanan, where it can never come to d'raisa, says the Meiri, that Rav Shimon will not hold that psik reisha is a concern. Continues the Gemara. Amri of Yehuda. Pesach Adon Dalos Kenegad Medur B'Shabbos. A person could open up the door next to the furnace on Shabbos, even though opening up that door will cause the fire to get stronger. Says the Gemara, Lai Alei Abaya. Abaya cursed the person who said this. Ask the Gemara, B'mai Iskinen. Let's understand what were the circumstances that Rabbi Yehuda was discussing. Elaim Beruch Metsuya, if we're going to say that he's talking about an ordinary wind, my time of demand usur. Why does he hold its usur? An ordinary wind will not necessarily cause the fire to get bigger just because you open up the door. Iberuch She'enim Metsuya, if it's a particularly windy day, so then we need to understand my time of demand ashari. Why does the one that says it's mutter hold that way? Answers the Gemara Loilam Baruch Metsuya. It's talking about an ordinary wind that will not necessarily cause the fire to get bigger. Masover, Abaya have held that we make a gzera by an ordinary wind because of a situation where there is a strong wind, or mass sover, and the other man, the Amma, holds, like Azurin, we don't make such a gzeira. However, points out the Mishnah Berura, if there's a place that when you open the door, there's absolutely no wind at all, even Abai would agree that there's no reason to make a gzeira, and it would be mutter to open the door under such circumstances. Says the Gemara, Lememra deram ban and savri gram kibi mutter. The way we're learning now, Rav Shimon ben Nanas, who's the Rabbanan of our Mishnah, hold that gram kibui is mutter. Rabbi Yossi was saying, is the mandamin that says you can't put those barrels in the way of the fire, because Rabbi Yossi obviously holds gram kibui is also. Ask the Gemara, v'ifcha shamin Allah. We've learned just the opposite. The Tanya, we learned in a Braisa, oisim chitz v'kalei rikonim, you can make a partition in the path of the fire with empty vessels, or we could use full vessels that don't usually get broken in the path of the fire. What kind of vessels are those that even when full will not be broken by a fire? Kli matches, metal vessels. Rabbi Yossi Oimer, Av kli kfar sichin, even earthen vessels of kfar sichin, v'kfar chananyan, ain't darken l'shaber. So what do we see? That we're not allowed, that both the Tanakam and Rabbi Yossi and this Braisa obviously hold that you're not allowed to do gram kibui. However, in this Braisa, Rabbi Yossi is more lenient than the Rabbanon. And in our Mishnah, Rabbi Yossi was more machmed Rabbanon. V'chitema, and if you want to say, in order to reconcile the Mishnah and the Braisa, Epech Masnisen, reverse the opinions of our Mishnah, and Rabbi Yossi, and then we'll say like this, Rabbi Yossi, the Braisa, so Rabbi Yossi is the more lenient mandomer. And now Rabbi Yossi is addressing the Rabbanon. Rabbi Yossi, the Braisa, the Vreim Kama. Rabbi Yossi is addressing the Rabbanon. And he's saying that, I hold that all the vessels are mutter. You should at least agree with me that not only a metal vessel is mutter, but even Kli Sichen, Kli Kfar Chananya. Ask the Gemara, or me matza apchasalei, how can we have such a havamina to give such a teretz? V'omer Rabba Batachlifa Mishmei Duraf, man tana gram kibui usur, who is the man that holds the gram kibui is usur? Rabbi Yossi. So there's no way of reversing and saying that Rabbi Yossi holds the gram kibui is mutter. Says the Gemara, Eloi Lamai Tapach. Don't reverse any opinions. And the way to understand the Braisa, or Braisa kula Rabbi Yossi, rather say that the entire Braisa follows the opinion of Rabbi Yossi. You're allowed to make a mechitz in the path of the fire with empty vessels, or be malayim shein darken l'shtaber, with full vessels that won't get broken. What are examples of full vessels that won't break in the path of the fire? Klimet matches, metal vessels, uklei kvah sichin, uklei kvah chananya, nami ain't dakon shtaber, all of these are the type of kelim that don't break in the way of a vessel. Rabbi Yossi Oimer, because the Braisa is teaching us, Rabbi Yossi's opinion is, af kli kvah sichin, kli kvah chananya, ain't dakon l'shaber. Ask the Gemara, however, v'ramid rabbonan d'rabbonan, we still have a stira in the opinion of the Rabbanon. V'ramid Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yossi, and we still have a stira in the opinion of Rabbi Yossi, the Tanya. Harei shay Hashem kosva psoray. If somebody has the Shem Hashem written on his skin, harei ze, the loch is, la yirchetz v'la yosuch. He shouldn't wash in water, nor smear himself with oil. V'la yamid b'mokum etanayfis. He may not stand in a place which is not clean. He has, because you're not allowed to expose the Shem Hashem to such a place. Nizdam lo tefilah shemitzvah. If somebody has to go to the mikvah, he's a mitzayra, he's a zov, that's obligated to go to the mikvah. Koyach alagemi, he should wrap a piece of grass over the Shem Hashem, the yard v'tovil. Rabbi Yossi Omer, loyalim yard v'tovil kadarkoi, he could go to the mikvah as usual, oblach lo yishafshif. The only thing Rabbi Yossi doesn't allow him to do is that he's not allowed to rub the Shem Hashem. So we see a stira. Here Rabbi Yossi says that causing the Shem Hashem to get erased is mutter, as long as you don't do so directly. And the Rabbanan hold it's asur. In our Mishnah, Rabbi Yossi was the one that said gram kibui is asur, and the Rabbanan were the ones that said gram kibui is mutter. Answers the Gemara. Shani Hassam. We can't bring a raya from there. Damakra. The pasuk when it speaks about the Shem Hashem. The pasuk says Vavartem Hashemah Manamak Mahu Loisasim Ken Hashem Alakecha. So the Torah expressly teaches us Asiyu Da'asa. Asiyu is Asur on Shabbos, but Grama. If you're only causing that the Shem Hashem should be erased, it's a Grama. So I saw that the Chak al Yitzchak asks, it says in the pasuk, Loisasim Asechem. And Rashi explains, the pasuk says, "V'yigmu ma'avisechem, amigdash avisechem shiachrev." If you act like the Akum, it will cause that the Beis Hamikdash should be destroyed. So ask the Chakal Yitzchak that we're learning here that Groma is mutter. So why is that a problem? So he says, Groma is indeed mutter, but something which is certain to happen is not considered a Groma. So he says, when Klal Yisrael do averis, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to punish us, that's not just considered that it's a groma. That's considered as if we, with our own acts, caused that the Beis HaMikdash should be destroyed. And therefore, we have to be very careful with what we do. We spoke in a previous year a question, if somebody, Rahman Slan, has a disease, that anything that he goes to the hospital, and the rule is that anything that he brings along to the hospital will have to be destroyed. It can't be taken back out. The question is, could he take his tefillin? We quoted the opinion of Ramosha and the Chazoy Nochem and the Chabina Rav that were all of the opinion that you're not allowed to take those tefillin to the hospital. And so too is the opinion of Shilas. Chuvas Michas Yitzchak. However, there are many poskim, including the Chelkas Yaakov and other poskim that are makel, because they said that our Gemara is teaching us that when it's only a groma, it's mutter. So here too, where it's only a groma, it's mutter. But we also learn that we have to be careful that the Shem Hashem should not be brought to Mokum and Tanoifus. So the Michas Yitzchak in Chelik Aleph Simen Yotes, based on this, says that somebody has to be very careful with what type of reading material he would bring into the bathroom. Because if it has in it the Shem Hashem, he may not walk into the bathroom with that. I saw a tshuva from the Shals of Tshuvas Tzitzel Yezer, Chelik Tes Simen Lamed. If somebody wears a necklace that has on it the Shem Hashem, he has to be very careful that he should never be able to go to the bathroom or anywhere like that with the necklace completely exposed, with the Shem Hashem exposed. Our Gemara just taught us that you're not allowed to go to such a place, you're not allowed to go to Makom Tanoifus with the Shem Hashem exposed.